performed in the thickness of the Beis HaKodesh, that's a part of the stomach that like folds over, looks like a hat there. So mitzad derech sheref, the needle is only sticking out on one side, it's still kosher. That's not considered a treifa. Mashenki mishnei tzodim, if the needle sticks out on both sides of the Beis HaKodesh, that's a treifa. Like one side would only mean the inner side, and both means the inner and the outer, that's called a treifa. Now what's going to be nimtza lekara dam? Let's say you find a little spot of dam on the needle. Then the lachar is, you know for sure, shlefnei shchita, that for sure this nekev came about before the shchita, and therefore it's treifa. What's going to be le'nim tzoleh kuret dam? And the more on top of that, min aleph from aleph. Let's say you do not find any dam, any blood stain on this needle that you find sticking out, even though it goes through both sides of the Beis HaKodesh. Then the locher is gedurish lach ha-shchita, like for sure it first stuck through after shchita, and that's why there's no dam. And we'll soon see the reason why. What's going to be higlit pi hamaka? Again, you have a hole there in the Beis HaKodesh, but some a scab came over it. That's called higlit pi hamaka. The top part of it has a scab over it. So then, you know for sure that sheshloishi yomim kodim shchita, that for sure this treif was in the animal 3 days before the shchita at least. And therefore it's not kamin if you bought the animal 2 days before the shchita, it's like a mekach tois, because now we know for sure it was a treifa for good 3 days before. And when you buy an animal to eat it, you don't mean to buy a treifa. Therefore it's called a mekach tois, Rashi says, and you have a right to get your money back. What's going to be though, loy higlit pi hamakim? Let's say the opening of this wound, there's no crust, there's no scab on top of it. Then we do not know for sure when exactly the nekev came, like how much before the shchita did it come about, one or two or just before the shchita. Therefore, even though you bought it just the day before, the din would be hamayis mechaveri all of araya. You cannot receive your money back from the butcher, like, because he has a right to say no. The time when I sold it to you was not a treifa yet. The treifa, this hole just came about right before the shchita. So that's called hamayis mechaveri. You have to bring a proof to say that the treifa was there before you bought the animal, and then it will be called a mekach tois. Now the Gemara is, Maishno mikol nekuvi di alma. Why is this nekev over here that we just said before, if you find this needle sticking through the Beis HaKodesh, so it says you find a kuret dam alehem, then you know what happened before shchita. But if you do not find dam on it, then we say it happened after shchita. So there's the question, why? Maishno, why is this different? Mikol nekuvi di alma, the yafagav the neck of dam, even though you don't find any dam there by the neck of the animal, still treifa. Let's say in the veshet where there's a nekuvas, a psul nekuva on the krum of the moyach. So even though you don't find dam there, still we say for sure that the neck of happened even before the shchita. So come over here, we say if you don't find dam on the needle, we say that for sure this neck of first came about after the shchita. So Mara says, I'll answer you. Mara says, Hosom lekem midi lemisrach. The pshat over there, there's nothing for the dam to grab a hold of. So therefore, even though the nekev happened mechayim, when it was still alive, the animal, and some dam came out, but the dam got washed away. But hoch over here, there's a needle stuck over there. Kivon dikamacha. Since there's a needle here, eyisa the kodim shchitu, if it's like true what you're saying, that the nekev came through and made the hole before shchita, so misrach heavy sorach, the dam that came out then would have like attached and come attached to the needle, and it would have stuck on the needle. So over here, if you don't find any dam on the machad, that's a proof to say that machad first made the nekev after shchita. Therefore, no dam came out. But a regular nekev, even though it happened before shchita, it's not a kasha why you don't find dam. It got washed away. There's nothing to hold on to there. Oh, malei rav safra labaya. So safra said back to baya. Chazimar haitzum rabbonin. Tiyosim marova. Look at these two Rabbanim that are coming out from Eretz Yisrael. And the Yomer Rav Avia Shmeni, that his name is Rav Avira, the Yomer, he says over like this, that Meister once happened a case of Bolif Nerebbe that he brought the Shal in front of Rebbe of Machat Shenimtos Yuva Beis HaKodesh. They found this needle going through the Uber, the thickness of the walls of this part of the stomach, the Beis HaKodesh. And he passed him that Mitzad Dechot, it only happened through one side, Utreifa, and he said it was a Utreifa. And before we just said that, we just said that mitzad echris ksheiro. So Sholach Leh, he said, okay, send him, bring him to me. Because Leos Lagabe, he didn't want to come to him. Avaviyo did not want to come to Abaya. So what happened was, is Ozalhu Lagabe, so Abaya went to see him. Havikoya Igor, Avaviyo was on top of the roof, like, and upstairs. Is almost Abaya said to him, Nechus Mazenesi, please come down and let me talk to you. And the mice was Le Nochus, no again, Avaviyo did not want to come down. So Solaku Lagabe, Abaya went up to see him. Omale, Abaya said to him, listen, Emily Gufa Diyuvda Hechiyavi, please tell me over the exact story how you saw that Rebbe Paskin, that even though the needle only went through one side of the base, HaKoyis, still said it was a treifa. Tell me the exact story. So he said, Omale said to him like this, Master Kinesias Amor, I am a Master Kinesias, Rashi says that means, Machnin Sumaitzi Tamidim, I used to bring in and take out the Tamidim. So he was like with Gabai in the yeshiva. He told the Tamidim when to get up, when to go, when to come. What happened was, and Leira Merebi Rabba. So Rashi means to say Rebbe Yehuda Nosi, like he was the shamister and the shul in the yeshiva of Rebbe Yehuda Nosi. Rebbe Rafuna Tziproi, Rafuna from Tziproi, and Rebbe Yosi Midov, Yosi Midoi. Yoichel in front of them, both sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. Ubois lifted the Rebbe, came to shower in front of Rebbe. That machat shenimtzev yudaveis hakreisis. They found the needle sticking through the thickness of the walls of the beis hakreisis. Mitzad echad was only sticking through like one membrane, one side of the wall. So halfcha Rebbe turned it upside down. Umotzolek karadam, and he found that there was some dam there on that machat. And therefore the treifa, therefore Rebbe said it was a treifa. The Yoma, Rebbe said like this, in Ancho Maka, Kura Dam Minayin, like if it wasn't real that the needle went through and through, how come the dam came out? So Kitsa must have been that there was a machat there, went through and through, and that's why I said it was treifa. So then, Omalei, so Abaye said, he said about himself, Torach Turayil Hugav, like how much bother you gave me after running after to go so far to ask you this question. That really, the way you say now, there's no proof, there's no bichidish. Masnitsni, it's also in the Mishnah, that Hamasa, the base of Kursish, Nikhtu Lachutz, the needle is sticking on the outside, it sticks outside, that's called a treifa. Here also, since Rebbe found there was a current dam on it, that we turned it over, we saw there was dam there, that was a proof to say that for sure there was a makar, that the needle did protrude, come outside, come bachutz. That's why I said it was a treifa. Therefore, there's no proof to say that Rebbe Agda and Alocha, that one side should be a treifa. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, another treifa was Noflu Minagag, that the behema fell off the roof and he made it a shkita right away. That's also treifa, because we're afraid maybe Nisrasku everywhere, all the bones got broken up. That's another type of a treifa. So Mor says, Omer Rav Huna, Haniach Behema Lamata, let's say you left your animal on top, or Bo Motza Lamata, and you found the animal now on the bottom, Ezein Choshishim Mishum Risuki Yavorim. We're not afraid to sell like when it jumped down, that maybe broke its bones. We're not afraid, it's not the pshat from the Mishnah of Noflum Nagag. Because since it came down by itself, for sure it didn't hurt itself. It knew how to come down. The other word says, the Higadiyah, it was like a kid, the Hevelel Ravina, that belonged to Ravina. Ravina owned a goat. The Choza Chusha Bithuma. It saw like some barley from on top. Rashi says, "Connected Pia Ruba Lamata Babayis." As the animal was on top of the roof, and through the scarlet of the roof, it saw inside the house that there was some barley. So Dogar, so this kid jumped, and Norfo Migruliari, he jumped from the roof to the floor. So the Shalot was now, if you want to shech this animal, is there a Shalot for Treif or not? Is this Dema to Norfo Minagag or not? So Osla came to Ravashi, came in front of Ravashi. Omele, they said like this, Hold the Yomer of Huna. That's what the Huna said before. You leave your animal on top of the roof. And if you come late and find it on the bottom, you have to be afraid. What's the reason why? Because it has something to hold on to. Like when it came down, if it sure held on to something. So high, you saw over here, this case, it has nothing to hold on to. He was on top of the roof and it saw through the skylight. It saw some barley. So jump down straight from the roof to the floor. There's nothing to hold on to. So maybe here we have to be afraid for Risa Kevorim. They got crushed a little bit. Maybe it is a trefa. I didn't maybe know. The reason over there was Mishum Diyom Donasho, that the animal jumped down by itself. So if Yeshua made an estimate to himself that the animal could do it. And so the high name of this animal also over here, this goat. Here also, Om Donasho, true, it saw the barley downstairs and wanted to get there, but since it jumped in its own free will, for sure it estimated itself first that it could do it, and therefore it's not a trefa. Omlai said that, yes, that's the reason. Mishum Diyom Donasho, because over there, in the Rav Huna's halacha was, because the animal came down by itself, so for sure was able to do it. The Hainam here also, this goat also seemed to jump down by itself, Om Donasho, that for sure estimated to itself that it could do it, therefore it's not a trefa. Having more says that he Yimrita, there was a she-goat, a Yimrita, to have a bait Rav Chaviva, that Rav Chaviva owned, to have a Shadron Karya Basrayu. It was like dragging along its legs, it was dragging it along. The Shalom was it a trace or not? Some Rav Yema said, Hai Shigrunya Nakta. It's not really a trace over here. I tell you, it got a disease, the hips. It was a disease in its hips, and that's why it's dragging it along. So this mask of Rav Huna Vini asked the question. The Duma, maybe, let's be afraid more than that. The Duma Chut HaShedri Isuk. Maybe that the other pshat was that the spinal cord was broken, and that's the trefa. And the Mora says, but Kuhn Itzaka checked out this animal and asked the Chul Kravina. Itzaka son, like Ravina said, that the spinal cord was broken, so really it was a trefa. But the Gemara says, you should know, even though that's what happened this time, the locher is like Rav Yema. It's not the fact you see an animal dragging along its legs, that's not a proof to say it was really a trefa. But shagwa, because shagrun yashiach, because that happens often, that the animal should have a disease there in its hip, that should make it drag along its legs, that's normal, and that's not a trefa. But chut hashed v'lashiach, that the spinal cord should like break right of it through to make it into a trefa, that's not shchiach. So if you don't know what happened, it's just time to see an animal dragging along its legs, you don't have to be afraid of the trefa. You have right more to say, just have a sickness there, therefore the animal is still kosher. Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this, what's going to be zechorim hamenachin zeh? If you have rams, let's say, that attack one another, so lachor is ein choshishim mishum resuki yevorim, just on the fact they attacked one another, they don't have to be afraid, maybe in the eternal organs, something happened to it, should be a trefa. And alfa gav dimidovoi v'kaima, even though they're groaning away, they have pains, but still, that's not a proof to say it was a trefa. Because I'll say that a tzimra biyamahu d'nokat lu, stomach got some fever now, became sick, that's why it's groaning with pain. But not because it's a risuki evarim. Samara says, it depends. Enough will Arya, if you found them now, if they were attacked one another, that was thrown to the ground, enough will Arya, Vadi Chashinin, then about we have to be afraid that there was a risk for him, that maybe it became into a traitor. Omer Rav Menashe, Menashe says like this, Omer Rav Menashe, Hani Dichri, case of these rams, Tiganvi Ganvi, that when people steal them, so ein chutzim mishum resuki yevorim. Well, soon see when they return them, when they steal them, even though they pick them up and throw them down, we don't have to be afraid that they made into a trefa, that they broke like internal organs mishum resuki yevorim. My time, what's the reason? Let's see. If somebody comes into your corral, let's say to steal a ram, so kishodulhu, when the ganav takes and throws, let's say over the roof, over the fence, when he throws it, I'll tell you, they throw it. They throw it down on its hips, that not to make it into a trefa. Because after they throw it over, they want to be able to go to run with them. Therefore, they make sure not to break it, but rather just to throw it down on its hips, that it does not hurt itself. So Mora says, Ahadrinu, but let's say later, if they return the ram after they steal it. So when they steal it, they want to run away with it, they'll make sure it can still run. But when they return it, then Vadi Chashin, and then we have to be afraid, he just threw it over into the corral, he didn't care how he threw it, So maybe that is called the Risa Kevorim. But behind the middle one was this said the Yadrinu Machmas Yira. If he's not returning to God because he's afraid, he doesn't want to be caught, but not because he's doing tshuva. Then he doesn't care how to make the hashava, and we're afraid he'll do a bad job and make a Risa Kevorim. Abba Machmas tshuva, the person is throwing him back because he's doing tshuva. Then I'll tell you, tshuva ma yisu di avidi. He's doing good tshuva, and therefore return in a good way. Therefore, there's no, so we're not afraid of a treifa. Omer Rav Yudah Hudya says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Hikar al Reisha. Let's say the man struck the animal with a stick on its head for a whole chalor.
Kalpe's Nova.
It was a long stick, and with one hit, you hit it down over the head, and the stick went straight down to the tail. But that's the opposite way. Al Nova, you hit the animal by its tail, and the whole chalor Kalpe Reisha, the stick went all the way along to the head. So Kitsa, the stick hit the whole animal all along the animal. So then, Rochla Kapi Rosh, Kineka Kola Shedri, went over the whole spine, from the tail to the head. Kula Zain Choshisham Mishum Risikevorim. Then you don't have to be afraid that you made again a Risikevorim, you hurt the internal organs. Because since it went one blow over the whole back of the animal, that can't do anything. But the Sholem Chutra Apal de Gabo, let's the case when you stuck him, when you hit him, the stick ended like in the middle of the backbone. Then, Chashim, don't you have to be afraid, it could be you gave a real hard bang there, and maybe that would have broken one of the Evorim. The Yispe Kitra, let's say the stick has, let's say, Kitra knots in it, a tea sticking out there.
Or else, the Machi Afrika,
you hit it, let's say, across the back. And then Chashim, now we have to be afraid that maybe that did make a Risa Gevorim. And then you have to be afraid maybe it's a Treifa. Omer Rav Nachman, Beis HaRechem, Ein Boi Meshum Risuki Gevorim. The Beis HaRechem, that's like the part of the bottom of the animal, where the womb is, so there there's no Shaila of a Chash Risa Gevorim. Rashi says, Ein Chushin like Shema Nitchak Misras Gevorim. Ke'etzorach Lashoysim, he says, not to be afraid. And later we'll soon see about this halacha of Risa Gevorim, the answer is to wait a full day and to see if the animal can still walk, then it's not a treifa. But we're not afraid about this, you don't have to wait this full day, you can make a shechita right away. So Rashi says, Beis Rechem means Ego Shenelet Hayoim, Shiyotzen Beis Rechem Vitzar.
So again, so the Pshachnis Gemara is now again, Omer of Nachman,
that Beis Rechem, Ein Ba Meshom Risuki Gevorim means if the animal was born today, even though it came out hard, like a narrow path through the womb, still we're not afraid anything happened to while it was coming out. We're not afraid to say it's a treifa. Omele Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Tanya de Mesalach, I bring your proof to what you're saying. It says, Tinik ben Yoimai, ben Yemechad, a kid that's only one day old, the halacha is, Mitama Beziva, that if Zav comes out from it, from this kid, will have a Tumah Zav on him. Now the E, Sagarev, you're telling me to think, that Yesh Boi Mishum Risuki Yevorim, that when a kid is born, anything that comes out of the womb, the Shas birth, since there's so much pain, so much pushing there, here's a Shalom, maybe it's called a Risuki Yevorim, could do something to the organs. If so, even if the kid sees Zav that day, why is he tummy then? Ikri Kam, we should have called it here like Mitzorah. The Pasuk says, when is a person tummy? When Zav comes out, if it comes out Mitzorah from his body, Haloi Machma Sainzre, now that something forces it to come out. So here, if you're telling me now that through birth it's called Risa Gevorim, that could cause the Zav to come out, the Shin Pitame. Someone says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Maybe usually it is. But I tell you, Hochet, here that the price that says, even the Yoy Mechor, the Tinnik, the first day old, if Zav comes out, he has Tumas Zav. I'll tell you, here we're talking about Hochet, Mayaskinan, the Grand Shayotza Derech Adaifin, about the kid came out with a Syrian. So therefore, there's no Shail of Machmas Einstein. Maybe they came out with a normal birth, maybe then there would not be a Tumas Zav. Because maybe then we would say, since it came out through an hour of the womb, it's sort of like a Risa Gevorim, like something else is causing the Zav to come out. So Toshima come in here. It says, Egel Shenelet B'yomtis. An Egel, a calf that was born on Yomtis. Halacher is, Shechta Noisa B'yomtis. The latter Shechta is calf on Yomtis itself. And Rashi says, Ein Kamisha Muksa, it's not called Muksa. Is prepared because of the mother. And therefore, the Shechta Noisa Baiva Yoim, you ladder Shechta today on Yom Tov. So again, Alma, we see Rashi says that Mishum Risa Gevorim Namilespe,
we're not afraid to say maybe it's a trefah that you should have to wait 24 hours to make sure it can still walk. But rather we see a lot of shechted right away, that's a proof there's no gzerum, there's no shash of risk of harm. So Mar says, no, could be there's no proof. How can I be a rest? I thought it was going to be a different. It came out through a Caesarean over here, to the side. Therefore, it didn't go through a Ristik Evorim. That's why it's Shechta today. But maybe the case where it went through the regular womb, then it'll be used to the Shechta today. You'll have to wait 24 hours. Torah Shema coming here. It says, Vishovin, Rashi Zimno, Tzimachetis, and Gemara Beya, about a Bechor, Shemelet, Baimun, Biyomtif. We have a Bechor that has a mum on a yomtis. So it says Vishavim, everybody agrees, Shemelad Hu Muma Imai, if when this Bechor was born, let's say it was born today on yomtis, and it was born with the mum, Shezem Minamuchin. That's called Minamuchin. So you're allowed to check it out today, and you're allowed to use it, you can check it today. It's not called Muksa. Like this, if the animal had was a Bechor, so it's called Muksa. You're not allowed to check the Bechor, it's like Kachin. So therefore, even though a mum comes about on yomtis, there's a Shiloh. Maybe it's for muksa because the beginning of Yom Tov was also to use, but if it's born with its mum, like the Issa was never chal on it, therefore it's mutter to shechta. It's not called muksa. So here you see when the bechor is born on Yom Tov, you'll have a shechta today. So again, you see there's no problem of treifus mishum risik evorim. So Mar says again, the chitaim, maybe you tell me here also, the chitaim hokinam mishiyotz derech doifin. Maybe we're talking over here, came out through a Caesarean over here, that's where you're allowed a Shechta today. So Mora says, no, Derech Doifin Mikodesh, if a Bechor comes out through the Doifin, has no Kedushas Bechor. By Kedushas Bechor, it has to be through a lady, it has to be. So you see clearly, even though the animal came out the normal way, still there's no Shash of Risa Gevorm, it's not called a Trefa, that you would be allowed to Shech the animal today. So therefore, it's a proof to say that there's no Risa Gevorim through Beis Terechim, like we said before. For the Gemara, the Gemara is saying, if it can't be through Derech Doifin, it's going to be Kaddish, because Rav Reb Yechanon, that Moedahoy Reb Shimon Lin Yikaddishim, even Reb Shimon agrees, Vilchas Kaddishim for Bechor, Shein a Kaddish, that the animal comes out through the Yetzei Doifin, it has no Kedusha. So guess that's all the proof of this. Since it's a regular Bechor, it has Kedusha's Bechor, it came out the normal way, and still it's not a trade for there's no Shash of Risik Evaron. So you see, through the Derech HaRechem, there's no chash. Samar says, no. Hoch HaBamaya Skinin. No, we could be talking about that Gemara in Beya, where the Bechor is born today on Yom Tov. Shehifas Agave Karka. Maybe you're talking about that it started to get up today. Rashi says, Ninu Laman, it started to get up. The Tocha Paseis of Laman, it pressed down like its hooves to start to stand up. And that's the Simen that's not a Trefa. Rashi says, we'll see the Sugi soon. The Amino Kamon. If it stands up, then it does not have to wait for 24 hours. So maybe that's why over here, this Bechor, Yilat HaShechta today, could be the reason why there's no Chashash of Risik Evorim, is because it started to stand up. If the animal would have not stood up, then it could be it has to wait 24 hours. The Yom Rav Nachman, Nachman says like this, Beis HaMitvachayim Ein Boi Mishum Risik Evorim. You know, by the butcher, where they go to shech the animal, we're not choshe there, that when they throw it down to make a shvita, there'll be a risik evorim. Rashi says, kishimapidu noisoloris l'shechtoi, even though they throw it down from a high place, still, we're not afraid of risik evorim, because for sure the shechtim know what they're doing, and they're careful not to throw it down that hard, but not to really make it into a trefa. Smor says, oh, who too, with this ox, didn't know what they throw down, fishtama kreol, Nigihusei. So kids said that the ox that fell down starts like scream, make noises. Vishtama kro Nigihusei, like Rashi says, it means, Gainach Mluiboy. It was like a groaning. They heard voices from it. So the shayla was, is it trade for now or not? Does it start to make these noises because it had a risk of Evorim? So Maisa was, Oyo Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matha. He went there to check it out. And Shoka Mishufre Shufre. He bought from the good meat of this. In other words, he held it's not a trefa. He was not chashin l'risik evorim, and he bought from the good meat. On Mulei Rabbanus, Rabbanus said back to him, Minolachor, how do you know this? How do you know not to be afraid of risik evorim over here?
Or Melech is a bastion that Hoch Yom Rav. This is what Rav says. See, Pornof Noyitz, Achimigil Yoritz. That for sure, when it falls down, he knows how to protect himself. He sticks out his nails to protect himself. Rashi says, Kishu Shoye Lipo, Kol Shohu Mifchazek Vitziponov, Ad Shein Noyful Migoyva.
So Kitzin knows how to fool an animal, and he don't have to be afraid, Mishum Risuk Eivorim. Now the Gemara explains the Kololim.
Omurav Yudamarav, Omdo, in the case where the animal stands up. So it's back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Noflum in Agag, if the animal falls off the roof, that's also one of the traces. We're afraid of Risuk Eivorim, maybe one of the internal organs was hurt. So the answer is, if you have to wait 24 hours, if you shaft it right away, we're choshed as a treifa. The Yudam Rav says, but let's say the animal stands up by itself, and a chanami, then it's ksheira, and it's frichim meis, you don't have to wait 24 hours. It's enough the fact that it stands up, that's a proof to say it's not a treifa. What's going to be, but v'dika v'adibui. But if I just have to check it out, Rashi says you have to check out v'chut hashed with the spinal cord, or v'shviras roev tzaloi, you have to check out the ribs, but in the case where it does not stand up, then if you check and even you check it out, still it would not be good. But over here, that we say if it stands up, it's good. That's only if after the shkit you still check out these parts of it. But it's called bedika v'adibui. What's going to be holcha? Let's say the animal stands up and starts to walk, then ain't it tzricha bedika. Then you won't even have to check it out after the shkita. That's for sure. It's a simon. There's no risk of worm. It's kshera. Rav Chiyo Bar Ashi Omar, Achazu V'Yachazu Tzricha Bedika. No, even if the animal stands up right away and starts to walk, so true, you'll have to shecht it, but I call upon him, you have to make a bedika. After the shechit, you'll have to check out its spinal cord and the ribs to make sure there's no treifus. Om Rav Yirmiyah Bar Acho, Om Rav, Toshtu Yodo Lama, let's say the animal sticks out his hand and wants to start to stand up. Apa Pishma Yom, even though it did not stand up, that's also a simma to say it's not a treifa. What's going to be Okra Ragla Lahalach? It moved its regular to start to walk. Is Apa Pishma Yolach, even though it didn't walk, that's also good. It's like the Mandiyom, that once it starts to walk, you don't even have to check it out, so not that it really has to walk, but just as Okra Ragla picks up its regular to start to walk, just picking it up, that's enough to make it that you're not afraid for treifas. Rav Chizdu Amar, it's just like started to shake to get up. Rashi says, "Afa pishloy poshto yoda." It didn't even stretch out its feet yet. Elonis chasko v'rotu salam. You just see that starts to move and wants to get up. That's also similar to say it's not a trait for him that you don't have to wait 24 hours. And in parentheses, you have here hilchoser is heichad enoflim nagag. But the lo yoda, you do not know. The omdan that stands up, lehocha does not walk, tzricha bedika. But the end tzricha meisleis, pim hocha, but if it walks, afilu bedika namelot tzricha. That's the lacha. If it gets up and walks, then you don't even have to have a bedika. Omura meima mishme deravdi mimin adoi nefula l'shamru. That's what just Chachfin is saying. When the animal fell down, see if it gets up, you can make a shchita right away. But you have to check it out. Now, really, you have to check it out. You have to check it out by its bnei mayin, by the intestines. That's what you have to check it out to make sure there's no risk over there. Oh, malay mazutra. Mazutra said back that hochi yarmina mishmedra. But this is what we say over here. Mishmedra papa name of papa. That tzricha b'dika keneged beis achlal kuloi. You have to check it out. All the internal part of the animal. Rashi says, Kola Chalal, Mishum Shriras Reifs lost, they shouldn't have most of the ribs broke, or Yakiris Chulyas. You have to check out all the internal parts of the animal. Oh, Malay Huna, Mar Ba Bread, Rav Nechemio, Rav Ashi, Simonimai. What's the lacha? You have to check out the Bedika on the Simonim also. You have to be afraid maybe they were Nekru. That's also a treifa if the Simonim were Nekru. So you have to check this out or not. Omele said back to him, no. Simonim koshin and eitz nefila. Simonim, that's hard. Keneged nefila means you don't have to be afraid that through nefila, maybe the simonim were uprooted from its place.
Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Oif Shenechpat Apnei Hamayim. Let's say a bird that was flying fell down into the water. It's like it was thrown, let's say even thrown with force. That Shenechpat was thrown by force and into water. Rashi says, Oif Shenechpat, for Nofol HaKorcha, by force Apnei Hanoir. Vikul HaMekesh, you have to be afraid for Risak Evorim. So it says, Kivin Sheshot, Molikumasai, if the bird can still swim its full length, Daya, that's enough, and then we're not afraid of Risak Evorim. Vloya Moronella, Mimata Lamala, from downwards upwards. Abu Mamala Mat, from upwards downwards, Ma Yehudi Ashvil, it could be the water storm, that's the flow of the water. That wouldn't be any proof that it's not a trefa. The Maya Kaima, let's say the water is staying still, it's not flowing, then Leslan Bo. Then it doesn't make enough meaning which way the bird flies or a roll swims upwards or downwards. That's a proof it's not a trefa. The Shodet Tziva of the Kodme, if you throw, let's say, a piece of wood there and the bird goes faster, Hakodma, that's also proof to say it could swim, it's not a trefa. Kalima Matis Chashinon, the Loi Matis Loi Chashinon. All right, we'll continue next tape.